1305 UTC, 1405 local time. Here are the major happenings in regions with me, Bertrand Asamba. First, the headlines. Cases of cholera have been spotted in the Diamare Division, far north region of Cameroon, with a five-year-old child, reported VED. A special campaign to cater for glaucoma and cataract patients in the environs of Okola will soon kick off to the satisfaction of the population. Those were the headlines, and now the news in greater details. 25 cholera cases have been confirmed, including the death of a five-year-old child. But before those figures arrived us, the senior divisional officer for the Diamare, Jean-Marc Ekwa Marga, was in public places like markets and bus stations for a sensitization campaign in a bid to stop the spread, the spread of the cholera outbreak. The Diamare bus warned that authorities will take action against those who will fail to comply with prevention measures as the disease quickly spread. Henry Tato Ikambi of CRTB Far North reports.
The senior divisional officer for the Diamare, in a travel agency educating the population on the dangers of cholera and how to prevent its spread. Jean-Marc Ekwambarga, who is leading a sensitization campaign aimed at barring the way to a cholera outbreak, was in the Maro Food and Central Market, the Garute Market, and other public spaces in Maroua to pass across this important message.
We now have at least 17 cases, so we had to come out and sensitize the population so that they can start implementing barrier measures. Cholera is a disease that has its roots in dirtiness. We cannot accept that the food people buy and eat will be on the floor and be in unclean places.
With cholera spreading quickly in Maroua, the senior divisional officer for the Diamare, Jean-Marc Ekwambarga, has warned that after this sensitization phase, the authorities will not hesitate to take action against those who fail to comply with the preventive measures. Maroua, Henry Tatoikambi, CRTV.
In the meantime, some 110 persons diagnosed of glaucoma and cataract eye complications in the Nama 2 locality of Okola in the center region will be catered for and undergo surgery at the Maghrebi Eye Institute in Obak. This follows after the eye screening campaign organized by a Goodwill Foundation and the Eye Institute in the said locality. Pelsa was at the campaign and put together the following report.
Eye medical care proves to be expensive to some, especially persons living in rural areas. With this in mind, the Barnabé Onana Foundation, in collaboration with the Maghrebi Eye Institute, set up an eye screening campaign at the Vok Namatu Palace of the Second Class Chief to offer its services free of charge. François Xavier Onana, member of the Barnabé Onana Foundation.
We focus on vision because most people don't have money to supply to get what they need. We try to solve a problem and do something for our community.
In the course of the three-day campaign, 750 elderly persons and youths benefited from consultations for various eye diseases, visual tests, and referrals for further treatment. Alvina Bondo, beneficiary.
I was able to carry out my tests free of charge. I'm happy and grateful. I received lenses and eye drops.
Chris Kwa is outreach coordinator from the Maghrebi Eye Institute.
More than 60 cataracts have been diagnosed, and around 40 persons who have been diagnosed by glaucoma who will be referred to MISA next week. So we will take care of them and providing transport, providing feeding, and providing surgery for some of them.
The beneficiaries were also briefed on the importance of early diagnosis and treatment measures to care for the eye. Traditional heads equally received awards and attestations for having participated in the seminar on conflict management prior to the eye screening campaign. PELSA, CRTV Center.
Away from health issues, sons and daughters of Nani Bui Division of the Northwest Region have vowed to speak in one voice henceforth in order to harness resources for the common development and prosperity of their motherland. The strong resolution was arrived at during the maiden edition of the All Noni General Assembly meeting, dubbed Ngam 1, that held in Bafusam on Saturday. Details with our West Regional Correspondent, Isaac Gankum.
For the maiden edition of the All Noni General Assembly meeting in Ngam 1, holding in Bafusam, the sons and daughters of the subdivision come out in their numbers to speak the language of unity and development.
From Kwanti, Dr. Mfindi Kintum. Following this General Assembly, we're going to put together a mechanism in place that would assemble all the sons and daughters of Noni under one umbrella that we call Nshi Noni. And so that general body would now work with all the individual village development associations, right, to be able to map out the key requirements, the key needs of the Noni people, and work together now to implement, you know, those initiatives for the betterment of the whole of Noni.
6 out of the 10 phones in Noni grace the Bafusam gathering. His Royal Highness Mfon Joseph Wa is their spokesperson.
All of us, the phones of Noni, we have found it necessary that we should bring our elites, our population together for the sake of peace, development, unity.
Through music and cultural manifestations, the joy of togetherness is magnified. It is now the hope of all attendees that the new umbrella association, Nshi Noni, will organize annual meetings of this caliber for greater unity and development of the land. Isaac Ngonkum, CRTV News, Bafusam.
You're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. The prestigious setting of the Bengo Hotel played host to a ceremony rich in emotion and a promise for the future. The presentation of scholarships for excellence and school and academic assistance to pupils and students in the South Region. The initiative was spearheaded by Senator Menye Ondo Pierre François Xavier with the aim of encouraging young people in their education. This act of charity was presided over by Alain Auguste Mbang Ndongo, Secretary General of the Office of the Governor of the South Region, and was also attended by religious and administrative authorities. Details with Berke Ekarist.
In this room at the Bengo Hotel, full of hope, the 280 selected beneficiaries make no secret of their dream of success. A dream that Senator Pierre-François Xavier Menye Ondo intends to see come true. For this 2024 edition of the Award of Scholarship Concept, the benefactor is raising 14 million CFA francs. Paul Pascal Zouengsi and Obonomba. Beneficiary. It's my first time to participate in this ceremony, and God must bless him to continue in this work. I'm very happy to have received this prize today, and I intend to continue my study at the University of Ibulova. Beyond the encouragement, the senator recalled President Paul Biya's vision for supporting Cameroon's youth. Pierre-François Xavier Meunier Ondo. I leave this ceremony with a lot of emotions. 10 years later, when I see how it was developed, the enthusiasm that students have today, I feel indebted. We have gone from 200 to 218 beneficiaries, and we intend to do better as God gives us the opportunity. With a cumulative total of 124,700,000 CFA francs over 12 editions, this initiative is intended as a lever of the progress of young people in the South region and the catalyst for its development. Ebolova, Berka Ikarist for CRTV.
In religion, Christians of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon PCC have been exhorted to make a conscious commitment and prepare to support new leaders of the church. The RIT Reverend Dr. Funke Samuel Foba was speaking in his last sermon as PCC moderator at the opening service for the Synod of Assurance of PC Boya Town, as you report, Bridget Njeb-Assam.
10 years, just like an evening gone, as the wind of change blows across all the 31 presbyteries and congregations in the diaspora of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon to select the two top officers of the church, moderator and synod clerk, in a routine opening service dubbed Synod of Assurance, was a joyous moment of prayers and farewell message as Right Reverend Dr. Funke Samuel Foba celebrates his last service and last supper in the capacity of moderator of the church in a parting sermon from Psalms 124 with focus on if the Lord was not on our side. The Right Reverend Dr. Funke Samuel, who leaves the stage standing tall, exhorted all to shun attitudes that may mar the spiritual lives of Christians. He cautions that the new vision after the synod, which ends with elections, should be that of a conscious commitment and transformation to build a strong PCC. Apart from the opening service was inaugural of a multi-purpose building of Press Microfinance. The ceremony was attended by the Secretary General at the Southwest Governor's Office, Gilbert Achakwenti, the Divisional Officer for Boya, Abba Abdurrahman, Moderator of the Presbyterian Church of Nigeria, Moderator of the Reformed Churches in Uganda, Secretary General of the Council of Protestant Churches in Cameroon, SEPCA, Boya, Bridget Ndiep Assam Mbiwan, CRTV.
The Evangelical Lutheran Church in Cameroon, Yaoundé Parish, has held a Thanksgiving church service to express profound gratitude to God and acknowledge the head of state for facilitating the recent appointment of Nini Pawa Janine at a devoted member of the congregation as the Adamawa Delegate of Youth Affairs and Civic Education. The service brought together church members, community leaders, and youth representatives to offer thanks and seek divine guidance for the success of this important leadership role. Edis Waji Bambia reports.
A spirit of celebration and reverence engulfed the Bethel Parish of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Goundary as Christians shared testimonies of pride and gratitude for the appointment of one of theirs, Nini Pawa Jianin, as the Adamawa Delegate of Youth Affairs and Civic Education.
Integral gratitude.
I am very grateful to my hierarchy for this appointment. It is an indication that the female folk in the region are highly considered and our voices also count.
The preacher, His Lordship Alix Elogo Maigari, emphasized that leadership, especially for the youth, must be rooted in humility and integrity. He also encouraged the congregation to pray for the new delegate, recognizing that true leadership is a reflection of God's will.
Nous, au sein de l'ELC, tenons ce jour.
We mobilized our Christians to pray and thank the head of state for always thinking about the Adamawa. God will surely guide our sister in this new role, which marks a milestone in the promotion of women in the region.
Et intègre chrétien.
The event served as a reminder of the importance of faith and gratitude in leadership, and it was a joyous occasion of thanksgiving to God and recognition of the head of state's support for the youth of the region. Elis Wajibania, CRTV News, Ngaoundiri.
At 19 past 2, we put a cap on this edition of the regional news, but before we go, here's a recap of our major stories. Cases of cholera have been spotted in the Diamare division of the far north region of the country, with a 5-year-old child reported dead. A special campaign to cater for glaucoma and cataract patients in the locality of Nama in the center region will soon kick off to the satisfaction of the population. This edition of the regional news was produced by Oscar Patrick Afan. I've been Bertrand Osombay-Nyaoundé, thanking you for listening.